all things Childersburg football are here now. This is the Coach Johnson Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports.
Dave McCurley here. Everything Childersburg football, it is the Coach Johnson Show. And, of course, Coach Johnny Johnson in with me. And, Coach, last Friday night we got a win, and some parts of it might not have looked very good or very crisp, but hey, a win is a win, and I thought the kids really responded when they needed to late in the game against Talladega.
Oh, definitely. I thought we competed really well since last week. I thought we came out competed. I thought the defense did a great job. Offense, again, it's just one thing that we need to work on more. We had a couple drives, then we went backward, but I thought we competed well.
I want to get to a few people for your Tigers that I want to assess a little bit. First of all, your son, Jacob Johnson. Let's talk about him for a minute as a coach, because I know you coach him a lot when you're not at school. But let's be honest, in two games, I thought he's put your team, even though we haven't scored a lot of points, he's put your team in some positions. He has not turned the ball over. I thought he did a pretty good job this last Friday night. First half, we had all kinds of snap problems getting it to him and getting it right and the timing down pat. But talk about the job that Jacob's done so far.
He got hurt last week against Fayetteville shoulder-wise, so we weren't going to use him much. Thought we were going to be able to use him much, but when you had a bad snap with Cam not playing, but Ovi did a great job for us coming in. Then we had to go back with Jacob. That he said he can go. I thought he made a big play on a third and long late in the ball game. We got a first down. But I think right now he managed the game really well for us on some things we need to do. We're going to try to explore more things with him now, so he knows the offense a little bit better. And I thought he did a good job what we need to do right now.
It seems like, you know, in that first week we against Fayetteville, our line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball really didn't respond at times in the games we needed to. But I thought the other night they played better. Talk about your offensive and your defensive lines from last Friday night.
Oh, the offensive line was a lot better than last week. We missed key blocks, but I thought we did a good job. Our backs didn't block great, but I thought offensive line really came off the ball well and made some plays. But defensive line, we played a lot bit better what we want to do. But overall, I thought it was a better competition. I thought it was a better way we came out and played this week.
And defensively, of course, we've got so many things to be thankful for, I believe, because we've held opponents now to roughly 13 points a game. You're going to give yourself a chance to win a lot of games if you hold people to 13 points.
Oh, definitely. We're doing a good job on the defense side of the ball. Now we just got to get the offense going to help out the defense, because right now the defense is carrying us along the way.
You know, you had first week a lot of cramping. This last week it was cut down a lot. Still had a couple of kids cramping and a couple of injuries. First of all, Devontae Fairman. Talk a little bit about Dontavious Fairman, let me say. Devontae played pretty well, but Dontavious went down. Everybody concerned. He was taken off in the ambulance. Talk about his condition if you can right now.
He's doing well. Still went on his knee result. Hurt his knee, his right knee. His left knee been balling, but his right knee. But he was playing well for us, too, before he got hurt. So we're going to be hoping to get him back, getting more things from the doctors and x-rays, so we'll know soon what we got going on with him.
You know, coming up in the pregame on Friday night, we do our Atkinson Holmes keys to the game. And one of the keys that we talked about this last week was that you needed some seniors to step up. And I really thought, especially offensively running the ball, Ethan McKinney, but also Tay Truss had some good runs. But also from the defensive side of the ball, Tay Truss had a lot of tackles, and he came up for you. Thought you seniors provided you with some leadership last Friday night.
Oh, most definitely. I thought Ethan and Tay really came out and played well for us, especially with things Tyler were doing. They really did a good job up front for us. Then they turned around on the offense side of the ball, ran well. Ethan will punch you, and Tay will punch when they're running. So when they fresh, they're very good back for us.
And, of course, I thought we did better kicking-wise in the kicking game. You guys had a chance with about 4 minutes to go in the game to put the game away. We had the ball after Talladega scored. We made a big stop there on the two-point conversion to keep it a two-point game. And then we couldn't move the football, but, boy, you got a monstrous punt from your kicking team.
Oh, Devin can punt, and he did a great job for us to back him up, make him have to go to full length of the field. We got a great stop on defense so we can take over and kill the clock.
You know, and coming out 1-1 now, as you go into region play, And we mentioned this on earlier in the week talking with you, but last year we were one win shy of making the playoffs. Now, of course, what you do once you get in the playoffs is a totally different game. Everybody pretty much starts at 0-0 when you get in, but it starts this Friday night with a team that we really don't know a whole lot about. They came over from AISA and Lee Scott, the Warriors. They'll be coming in this Friday night. I want, first, before we talk about them, I want you to talk about how important it is to get off at 1-0 in the region instead of 0-1.
Oh, very important. So, you know, you get that first win, you won't be behind the eight ball, but, you know, we need to come, we at home, especially at home, you need to get that win. But we got a team coming in 2-0. Lee Scott is a very good team, disciplined team. They're going to do everything right. They run a lot of motion on offense. They're going to hit you up front, big guys. They got some speed. So it's going to be a tough night to try to get that win, get that start that region 1-0.
You know, and of course, this region is going to be very tough with the likes of B.B. Comer now, your cross-county rival, also Glenwood, who we travel to next week. How important is it for these young men, after getting a win, now that they try to take on these things one game at a time? Because really and truly, that's what you need to try to teach them.
Well, last week, very important to get that win. So we wouldn't be 0-2, at least we 1-1. Now they feel like, you know, they know that going this week right here tonight that we need this win. We need everything. We need their best so we can pull this win off tonight.
And one game at a time, you don't need to think about Glenwood. All of your attention needs to be on the Lee Scott Warriors.
Yeah, everything we right now is on Lee Scott. Things we need to do to win, all phase of the game, what we need to do on both sides to execute so we can take this win.
And, Coach, I'm, of course, not putting any information out there that other coaches don't see or prepare for you, but it seems like with all of our offensive sets, it seems like we've had a little bit more trouble moving the football consistently when we get in that wishbone. Sometimes it seems like when we spread people out and utilize our speed, I know you like to get those guys one-on-one opportunities.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we're going out wishbone. They're going to pack, put out people in the line. But, you know, right there, we're still making some key blocks when we go in our wishbone set. We like to spread you out, move the football, get off guys, skill guide the ball in space. But we're going to mix things up. You know, if we're still not doing the things we need to do executing-wise, but we a couple plays away from making big plays.
And I got to ask you, you know, from week one to week two, a lot of head coaches like to think that you make your biggest improvement or your biggest adjustments. I'm going to give a little bit of a tip of the hat to your coaching staff, because after week one, in a week where you did not play well, you felt like you should have won, you still had a chance to win the game, you come out on the losing end. That next week at practice, your coaches worked the guys hard, but they had fun with them, and they had good practices. Talk about your coaching staff keeping these kids' heads above water to where they got themselves a win this last Friday night.
Oh, they do a great job keeping focused, keep working them, keep pushing them. They keep getting on them. Then we go back and, you know, we pat them on the back, say, yeah, hey, you got this, the next play. The coach staff do a great job to have us prepared, have us ready for Friday night.
And, of course, as I mentioned to you on the phone earlier in the week when you and I were talking, those first two games between Fayetteville and Talladega were very physical games. Talk about the condition, but also the health of your football team.
We're in good health right now. We've been playing two physical games. You know, we want to play physical, but we're in good health right now. We got everybody ready to go. We're just going to keep taking care of their body like we always do. Say, take care of your body, drink plenty of water, then keep trying to keep them in shape.
And, of course, what can you tell us about Lee Scott other than the fact that they will be disciplined coming in here Friday night? What kind of offense do they run? What kind of defense do they run? Do we have a chance to be successful on the field with X's and O's?
We had a great chance to be successful. You know, they're going to run a 3-4 defense, offense in the spread, in the H-back set. They're going to move the ball. They're going to move people around. We just got to play good football again. They're going to come down playing good football, executing on both sides of the ball, taking care of special team, and tackle well on defense and make drives on offense.
You know, this is your fifth year at Childersburg, and, of course, you've turned this program. I think you've turned the corner. You've got kids interested in it. You probably got more kids, actually, on your roster than most teams in the county, which is a testament to you and your staff and your faculty here at Childersburg High School. But, you know, I want to make mention, with this being the first region game, and how important it is with a win after last Friday. We need a huge crowd at John Cox Stadium this Friday night.
Oh, definitely we need it for the region game. Last week was a great crowd, too, but we need this big crowd for this region. Come see these guys play. Come pull for them. They've been doing working so hard, so they need all the community support we can get.
Just a couple more minutes to go with you, Coach, and I know you're busy, and we just appreciate your time. Talk about your kids and the resiliency they had coming back from that first week gut-wrenching loss. And you told me going into Talladega's game last Friday night, you said they've had a good week of practice and they've kept their heads up. That's just a testament, I think, to the kind of kids you have.
Oh, yes. You know, we're so proud how we responded back from that hard loss we got. And they never didn't play well. They felt embarrassed how they played. We felt embarrassed as coaches what we didn't have them prepared for. So proud of them. You know, you had a holiday Monday. We came in at 9:30. We had everybody show up to be here. So that means that they were committed. They want to be here. But, you know, the kids want to work. You know, that's one thing about it this year. The kids want to work. They want to be here. And they want to win. So we need to just get this win to get us started, get us over the hump.
You know, going out before the actual kickoff on Friday night, you'll be in that locker room, just you and your coaches and your kids. What will you tell your team, and what can you tell us the two or three things you got to do to come out with a victory?
Well, we're going to start. We've got to be loose. And then we've got to execute on both in every phase of the game. You know, all we're going to go special team, defense, offense. But we just got to execute and go out and have some fun and hit and see can we get a big win tonight.
And, of course, you know, we are notorious for not starting off very fast. I think it would be just so beneficial to us, Childersburg, if they can get off to a great start against the Lee Scott Warriors.
Oh, we need to. That's an offense this time. We didn't start off well. Defense last time, we didn't start off well. So it'd be great just come out and just go get a good drive, a good first stop.
It's Childersburg and Lee Scott on Friday night. It is right here on the Tiger Sports Network, home of Kix 100.3, the Resolute Forest Products Tiger Sports Network. And, of course, we'll be with you every step of the way, KJ McCurley, Clint Wright, and myself. And, of course, Coach, good luck on Friday night, and go Tigers.
Go Tiger.
Thanks for listening to the Coach Johnson Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports. Follow all season long on the official home of the Childersburg Tigers, the Resolute Forest Products Tiger Sports Network on Kix 100.3, the Tiger Sports Network Facebook page, RadioAlabamaSports.net, and the Radio Alabama app.